Jeanette, J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E, Washington, Davis, Washington, 64-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of unspecified severe protein and calorie malnutrition, period. She's quite confused. She still has hypoxemia. She has had a couple of falls. Her son tells me her MAC is reported at 20 centimeter. She has decreased appetite. She says she's not eating. She just doesn't feel like eating anymore. She has a drop in her KPS from 50% to at least 40% at this time. She's single. The biggest issue that I see is the fact that she's confused. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. She's not on hospice for dementia, but nevertheless, her FASD score is 7-8. Period. Her blood pressure is elevated today. Her blood pressure was noted to be at 177 over 100. She's dizzy. She's weak. I've discussed this with the nurse. She's taking hydrochlorothiazide. She's also out of her pain medication. She states her blood pressure is high because of her pain. But I spoke to our DON, and we're going to start her on amlodipine 10 milligram once a day with the frequent blood pressure checks, period. She's ADL dependent. She smells of urine because she doesn't able to care for herself unless the hospice nurse, aides, and or the son are able to help her. She has 2+ edema, obviously because of protein, calorie, malnutrition, of course. And her KPS on the right side is at 20 centimeter. Review of the notes indicates that patient's blood pressure has been vacillating. And then between 160 to 170 over 89 to 100, period. Overall prognosis remains poor, given natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. As far as her confusion, this is multifactorial. She may have had a small stroke, but most likely related to hypoxemia. She has oxygen, 2 liters available, that she's not too keen on using unless she's in bed, she tells me. And her O2 side was at 90% with a pulse of 100 today at the time of visit. Thank you. So make sure you put somewhere she's ADL dependent and remains bowel and bladder incontinent. Nurse will be available next week to recheck her blood pressure. The medication will be brought in tonight and discuss this with patient and son as well. Thank you.